Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release, the new bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can fit in. Random things that have been sent in by you, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D Divas. Last weekend, you were really struggling by the end of the bonus episode, weren't you, William? You was a bit pissed.
Yes, I was a little bit. And, you know, usually I'd go and have a lie down. But I didn't have that luxury because about half an hour after we finished recording, I had my neighbours coming round for pistachio lamb with sumac yogurt.
Wow, sounds very fancy.
It was nice. And then Mikey, being the rube he is, was texting Ben privately going, oh my God, he's so drunk. Sent a photograph of me holding up my lamb balls, and that then gets shared on social media yesterday without my permission.
So did the meal go well?
Yes, remarkably. Thankfully, my neighbours there, they've got a drinking problem as well, so it was fine. They were very sympathetic.
You've had quite the week, actually, because hopefully you've heard this week's episode. There was a bit that...
Oh, no, don't.
...that was kept in that I was so happy about. William made a little rude joke, and then I said in the podcast, that's staying in, and we managed to persuade William to keep it in. Now I know how I feel about the tying up fiasco.
Press ganged is probably a better description of what happened.
What does press ganged mean? I've heard, didn't that used to be a show on the 80s? Yeah, it did. Dexter Fletcher used to be in it.
Say that three times.
Dexter Fletcher. I think he was in Press Gang. I might have made that up.
Well, I was basically bullied, coerced into keeping that in. In fact, to the point where you then text me privately, don't feel pressured about the blowjob. If it doesn't feel right, then it's best not to do it.
Yeah, and then you replied with...
No, we don't need to go into that.
This is like a conversation I once had with a rugby captain at school. Would you like to discuss this further?
No.
No, if you're listening now thinking what's going on, go and listen to this week's main episode. It never happened. It was a joke. William had had a drink. This is what happens when William has had a drink. And yeah.
Sometimes I will occasionally in our recordings say things purely for the benefit of Jordan and Ben.
Yeah.
And we decided, well... We were forced to keep that bit of humour in.
Yeah.
And I'm blaming Ben entirely.
We loved hearing what Lucy thought of William during his etiquette lesson last week. If anyone else has bumped into him, or I suppose me, please get in touch and be as honest as possible. I'm just reading a script here. Ben's put that in. But just get... This bonus episode's basically about just any random bits of silliness or something you want to say or... just something that we can't really get into the main episode. So whatever it is, just get in touch with us. You know how, sexandmyboss.com, message us on DM, any way you want. William, first response, please. First church notice.
Well, it hasn't actually been sent to me yet. Ben is... It's got written down here. Ben will... On what?
See what I've got to put it, up with.
It's got written down here, Ben to send first response to William, which is always a worry. No, that's what Ben's saying. Oh, I didn't want you reading it beforehand. It's a surprise. That's what worries me. Right. It's from Alexandra. Dear William, Jordan and PB, I have been greatly enjoying the fifth series of the podcast and thought seriously about writing in after the episode in which someone wrote in to say they had a crush on Jordan. Last week's weekend release convinced me to write in. Somewhere between 2007 and 2009, my school's library had a subscription to a magazine of which William was on the cover.
What?
My word, what magazine was this? I remember reading the article inside about a young man, only a few years older than me, who was interested in etiquette and protocol just like I was. At the ragingly hormonal age of 14 and 15, I decided William was my soulmate, and I would make it my life's mission to marry him. Unfortunately, I was a little boy hungry at that age, so I promptly forgot about William. Thank you. It was only when I discovered this podcast a couple of years ago that I remembered the article. I am a girl and now have a boyfriend, so this union wouldn't have worked on multiple levels. Mm. But I do adore the content you both put out and have continued my love affair with etiquette. On a more serious note, I want to thank all three of you so much for continuing to produce this podcast past your normal number of episodes. It's provided a bit of respite throughout lockdown, and I'm sure I speak for many G&D divas when I appreciate the extra effort very much. Yours fondly, Alexandra.
Who'd have thought William Hanson was pretty much a member of One Direction back in the day?
And I mean, I don't know what magazine I've been on the cover.
What is it?
Especially in 2007.
Tatler? Is it Tatler?
No, I wasn't on the cover of Tatler. They normally put women on the cover of Tatler as well, thanks very much. But no, I have no...
Good Housekeeping?
No. I think that... Can you remember the mobile phone operator Orange?
Yeah.
Possibly it might have been the Orange magazine. I was
vaguely...
They did a big thing on that.
How old would you have been?
But I think that was 2010. I was certainly at university.
How does it make it feel that a girl had the hots for you? She was hormonal for you.
Well, she's only human. Well, Alexandra, look, I'm so touched. Not in the way that you, age 14 or 15, wanted to touch me, but I am touched nonetheless. And look, if you come to one of our live shows, we can have a photograph at a safe distance. And I'll stand on the stage, you can be in the auditorium, and we'll do it that way.
If anybody can find this magazine of William Hanson on the front of it, we will give them a reward. We'll send them a bottle of De Bonnet. So if we can find it, please.
I mean, I'd just be grateful to know what the actual title of the magazine was.
And don't forget, William Hanson is the most narcissistic person you'll ever meet. He knows everything he's been on. He's got his pictures of his books and everything else that he's released on. He knows his career.
Well, someone's got to.
So, it's probably annoying him that he doesn't know what magazine he's on.
It's just nice to have a few memories of, you know, so I look back and go, oh yeah, I remember working.
Is it annoying that people still only remember you for being on Russell Howard nearly 10 years ago?
Nearly, it was 10 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, nine and a half, I think, but yes, it is annoying. No one remembers my seminal work on Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel.
Oh my God, any given opportunity. He had a regular slot on Gino and Mel, but unfortunately it's a cutthroat industry, guys, and it was axed after two series.
They axed it after four series, but I only did two series because I did the latter two.
Oh.
Oh no, actually, I did series two and three. Then they had new people in, and even though they told me that I was coming back, they then phoned and said, no, actually, we're not renewing your contract. We're going in a more highbrow direction. I then tuned in to see, after about 2 weeks of not being able to bring myself to watch it, to see what highbrow direction they were going in. It was Peter Andre having a bloody barbecue. It's not what I call highbrow.
Look, I feel bad there taking the mic. I was only joking. It clearly still stings, but when it comes to...
No, I'm over it.
When it comes to careers, let's face it, mine's on its arse at the moment, so...
Well, no, Jordan, you're doing marvellously well at the moment. We take the mick out of your career. In fact, a running joke since we've done this podcast is that you work one day a week. But, annoyingly, probably something... They've done this just to annoy me.
Oh, don't do this now. I've just took the mick out of you and now I feel awful. I was only joking.
No, it's fine. Let you squash me down and we'll raise you up. Congratulations. You will now be on the radio. Not one. Not two. But, oh my God, you'll be working 3 days a week regularly.
Thank you. Thank you. Ah, yeah, I'm chuffed a bit.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm well chuffed. I am going to be.
And what's the next step? 4 days a week?
Hopefully, yeah. But, you know, Just happy with the 3 days a week. I'm going to be on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And plus, I'm in all of August as well. I'm on in for Grimmy all of this month, pretty much. So, yeah, it's busy. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, Jordan, I'm very proud of you.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
And thank if you want to book me, I mean, I'll make the teas.
Oh, don't say
I'll
that.
Be a runner. Look, my cover days are over. So are yours, actually. That's...
Oh, cheers. I don't know what to say. I can't take compliments. I don't like it. I don't know what to say. I'm going all easy.
All right. I hate your hair. Right. Our second response comes from David Bridges, LLB, ONS, LLM, DLP.
What's that?
No idea. I think he sat on the keyboard. Dear Messrs. North, Hanson and Cartwright, I'm currently writing to those people beyond my social circle who have helped and supported me during this lockdown period. As such, I am writing to you this brilliant podcast. Unfortunately, I suffer from a bipolar disorder, which, due to the impositions lockdown has imposed, it has left me in a few dark places. However, one ray of light has been this podcast. This series has given me much-needed laughter and given me something to look forward to every Tuesday, as well as posts on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you so very much for the laughter. Your very good healths. David Bridges, LLB, ONS, LLM, DLP. Well, that's very nice, and he's put a PS as well. As I was a week too late in posting my 5-star review of this podcast, I thought I'd try this method to get it read out. Hello, G and Divas, it's William here, and I'm going to level with you. I like big butts, and I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny, that when a guy walks in with a nitty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung and want to pull up tough, because you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel, getting horny now.
Amazing. Well done, William Hanson. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
When this
my diction lessons are paying off.
When this etiquette career of yours is over, which is pretty soon, you can definitely be a rapper. David, thanks.
Do you think they'd give me a show on your normal place of work?
Would they? Right, shut up. David, thank you for your lovely message. It really does mean a lot that we, in some way, shape or form, have helped you during all this. Especially as you've been suffering as well. I hope you're on the better end of it. We've been getting a lot of that people saying that we've been helping, and I think it's time that we're honest. You know, that's part of the reason why we've carried on doing the podcast for so long. Usually we only do 12 or 14 episodes, don't we? But
yes,
we just carried on because it's helped. It's like it's kept us sane during all this, and we've enjoyed it, and you seem to have enjoyed it. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a godsend for all of us, I think.
Yes, no, it has been. It's literally the only bit of work I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah. And hopefully...
If you can call it work.
And hopefully to you that's listening. So there, thank you.
Now, obviously, last week we mentioned the fact that we're very big in Barbados.
Yeah.
Well, Diane from Barbados has been in touch. I'll be waiting for you at the airport in Barbados for the 2022 tour. Just remember to bring a few cases of Debonair because I can't find it anywhere. Love from Diane Thompson. There we go. Not only are we've proved
amazing
that we're big in Barbados, we've now had one of our Bayesian listeners getting in touch.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
Which is wonderful. I'd like a sun lounger fairly near the sea, but away from other people, if you want to reserve one.
Are you more of a pool guy or sea guy?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I am much more of a pool person.
Yeah, same.
When you are by a pool, what do you do? Do you just sort of watch people? Do
read.
You drink? Do
read.
You read?
Read.
Do you swim? When you get in the pool, do you do lengths? Do you do widths? Do you just sort of
go in
lie
for a,
there?
Go in for a dip for 2 or 3 minutes and get out. I do like to go to the beach like a couple of days, just to break it up a bit, but yeah. There you go.
Well, can't wait to share a Barbadian... No. Can't wait to...
What? Are you drunk again?
I haven't drunk anything. Can't wait to share a coconut with you in Barbados.
Okay, good. If you've written into the show before and you want to let us know what happened after we shared our advice, you can drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email, help@sexmadboss.com.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
These bonus episodes are also for all the little letters that we get that aren't dilemmas or problems. So if there's anything else you want to share with us, please do get in touch. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.